Hello, welcome to the Away Days podcast. We are here at Meadow Lane to watch Notts County versus Southend United. I'm joined by Luke.
Hello.
And Pavan.
Hello.
And it should be a good game today. You looking forward to it, boys?
Yeah, it's like, is it sick? First 19th. On paper, Notts County probably should win. But I think Southend might come here with a bit of emphasis on playing some good football, I think.
They're on a good run as well at the moment, so could be a good game.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough competition. I think, a little bit of rain today, nice Christmas spirit outside, and you know, hopefully we're in for a good game. Also, sat in the press box, so, see how that goes, is it?
We're just about to get underway here. Notts County versus Southend United. The away stand, the Jimmy Cyril stand is packed out. Southend have got a great attendance here. Nearly completely sold out here. Especially with the long drive they've had down. They've done themselves proud. They got a big attendance.
It is pretty surprising seeing as I've done really poorly in the league so far this season.
And a very, very noisy crowd as well. But the atmosphere's livening up. It's looking good. It is 1-0 Southend United. A lovely finish by Sam Dolby, number 10 for Southend United. A lovely bit of interplay down the left-hand side, worked into the box around the Notts County defenders, and a nice finish home. So it's 1-0.
Notts County have been on top for the first part of this match. I think this is the first time that Southend have really got forward, and Notts County, they won't be very happy with that. The defence were a bit all over the place. They should have really marked the men a lot better than that. But no, it was a good ball into the box, which just found a man, a couple of passes in the box, and then slid home. So Notts County really need to get back into this match. Oh no.
1-1 now. Notts County just scored thanks to a Cal Roberts goal. Some brilliant pressing from that was the number 9 from Carl Wootton up front, nicking the ball, pulling it back, and a lovely finish with the left foot into the bottom right corner. Notts County been dominating possession ever since they've conceded the first goal, and a well-deserved equaliser. So game is back on, and Notts County are deservedly back in the game.
It's half time, 1-1 here at Meadow Lane. Big penalty call just on the brink of half time. The referee blew. Unfortunately, not for the penalty. It was the half time whistle, and the players are now walking off for the break. Luke, thoughts on that half?
I think County at the end would be feeling hard done by, I think. I think the defender did foul him. But I don't know. If that was anywhere else apart from in the box, I think the referee gives that as a foul. But I don't know. It might not have been enough for a pen, but no, if it was anywhere else. And I think the referee bottled it a bit there, a little bit.
You can hear the Christmas tunes in the background, the jeers of the crowd at the referee as he walks off. They're not happy with that decision. A little bit of scuffle at the end of that half. Frank Vincent getting in a couple of incidents with players across the pitch. His temperament slightly getting the better of him by the looks of it. But he's playing well, very creative player, making nice chances for Kyle Wootton, the big man up top. So it should be a good second half. And it's 2-1 to Notts County. A fantastic team goal. Vincent finds Ruben Rodriguez on the right wing, cuts in, plays it across the goal, and is finished off by Kyle Wootton. That's his 9th league goal of the season. Fantastic bit of interplay for Notts County, and they take the lead deservedly.
Vince has been a cut above everybody else, I think, on the pitch at the moment. Since the start of the second half, it's been all Notts County. Southend have not been in it at all. Huge goal by Notts County. Wootton again. Steve Arnold, the goalkeeper, being at his near point post, probably should have done better. He has these games where he's just awful. That's why he's playing in the National League now. Great ball again by the midfield for Notts County. I don't know who played him in. Was it number 20?
Yeah, number 20, Ruben Rodriguez.
Yeah, Notts County have dominated this half. It's not surprising. I mean, if you look at the table, this is what you expect. Yeah, Southend just haven't turned up today. They were lucky to get a goal in the first half. And the back-to-back relegations might turn into back-to-back-to-back relegations at this rate.
Notts County pressing high still. Hopefully going to press and get a couple more goals before the end of the game. I think you'd be surprised if there wasn't any more. They're really going for it now. We're just coming up to the end of the game. It's the 82nd minute. 6,000 in attendance here today, just over. We're going to pick our man of the matches. Luke, start us off.
It's got to be Woodson, I think, 2 goals. He's been brilliant. Well, I think both have been pretty much tap-ins, but if you score 2 goals, you get a man of the match, I think. He has been the difference, so, yeah.
Pav?
It's been a brilliant game, for the whole team, really, but although Carl Wootton has scored 2 goals, I'm actually going to go for Frank Vincent because I think he was just connecting the dots, playing some really clever passes around the pitch, making midfield, connecting the midfield in attack, getting the transitions in quickly. I just think he was really keen on the ball, so I'm going to go for Frank Vincent. But a top performance from pretty much everybody for Notts County today.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Pav. I think Frank Vincent's been the difference in midfield. The interplay has been fantastic. The level in the midfield looks a lot higher than the level they're playing at. Like, they're playing really intelligent football, really quick interplay in the midfield, using the triangles. And I think, yeah, the whole midfield and, the whole team's played really well. But I'll go for number 17, Frank Vincent, who has just come off. And there's the fourth by number 4. It's the captain, Carl Cameron. Lovely ball in from the edge of the box, headed home. And the crowd are loving it. He gives a wave to the fans, and it is electric in here. Absolutely great atmosphere.
Yeah, I think it's been too easy for Notts County this half. I think the substitute goalkeeper doesn't help for Southend, but that goal was just too easy. Too easy.
The subkeeper did just make quite a good little save, though, from the left-hand side.
Yeah, he's a bit short, isn't he?
He is. He's probably on the wrong side of 6 foot playing in goal, which is always... always a bit of trouble. And it has finished 4-1 here at Meadow Lane, with Matt Palmer picking up the official Man of the Match award. Fantastic performance all round. Just Southend lack quality going forward and as well at the back. Substitution keeper didn't help in the end, but just absolute quality football from Notts County.
Yeah, grim time if you're a Southend fan. I mean, the fans were chanting the manager to get the sack. It's really not looking good for them. They're tied on points with the relegation zone, only above the relegation zone on goal difference now. So it's looking bleak.
And that win definitely helps Notts County push in for that promotion spot.
Yeah,
they're looking good in the table.
Yeah, cements the playoff place, I think, a bit more. I think, where are they now? I think they should be. Yeah, they're still fifth. But no, they should be really pushing Chesterfield now, only 4 points behind them.
Yeah, fantastic performance all round. Pav, round it up.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant from the Magpies. Basically suffocated Southend. I don't think Southend had many chances at all. Obviously conceded early on, but really stepped it up, didn't let their heads drop, and basically smashed them ever since they went one down, scoring 4 brilliant goals. Thought they could have had a lot more as well. And an overall brilliant performance, brilliant day out. Thank you, Notts County. That was a brilliant watch. So yes, as you've just heard, we had a cracking time at Meadow Lane watching Notts County thrash Southend United 4-1. We would highly recommend the experience for students. It's about a 10-15 minute walk away from Nottingham Station, which is in City Centre. So not too far away. Tickets can be at a fairly reasonable price. And if you want to see some good football, then there's no real better place to go as a student in Nottingham. To be honest, I was surprised at how good the football was. It felt like I was watching prime Man City under Pep Guardiola sometimes. Notts County were really knocking it about with a lot of swagger. As I said, it's not that far. The atmosphere was pretty good for a game, where there's COVID going on and, it was raining and, the conditions
wasn't the best of days. But I think, you know, the atmosphere can be very good from the people who did turn up. They, you know, created a good atmosphere. The away support, as Hayden commented on, was spectacular. So I think you can get some real enjoyment from going to watch Notts County. Definitely go, you know, in the new year when you're back, you know, on campus and in Nottingham. And yeah, don't hesitate to go and watch a local team, because I was pleasantly surprised at the quality of the football. The stadium, you know, it's one of the, well, I mean, for non-league, it's a brilliant stadium. And Notts County did recently break the record for attendance for a non-league game. So yeah, it feels like you're going to, you know, a stadium that should really, or a club that should really be in, you know, League Two or League One. So it's a great experience, not too far away, and we'd highly recommend it. But yes, thank you for listening to this episode of the Away Days podcast. We've got plenty more coming up in the new year. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And to close out, here's some festive horns that we had outside the stadium.